Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, July 25th, 2016. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
I am the co-host of the Apple Context Machine.
You totally are. And you know what? I love doing Apple Context Machine together. It's like a special, fun, awesome bonding time that we get every week.
It's true. I'm just taking some advice from Dave.
Yeah, but you know, we totally own it because ACM's a great show. People, listen to Apple Context Machine. It's on Wednesdays and you get a whole hour of Brian and me together and it's beautiful awesomeness. And speaking of awesomeness, Dave Hamilton from the Mac Geek Gab. How are you, Dave?
I am well today, actually. I feel like I'm back. After this weekend, I'm back in Eastern time, which is good because I overshot it a little bit. I had come back from Europe and hit Mountain, somewhere between Mountain and Pacific time, and now I think I've regulated back to Eastern time. But I say that in summer schedule, once my kids start school in the fall, it'll be a big mess because they get up in the middle of the night for school here. So
yeah, that's really messed up.
Anyway, you don't care about my kids or my school schedule, or certainly you don't care about their school schedule. I am great. Thanks for having me.
And it's great to have you here. And actually, I do care, but not in a creepy way. Just like, wow, I hope everything goes well for you and your kids way.
Yeah, yeah. I would posit that a lot of our listeners care too.
No, I think they care about my kids. That's why I corrected that to just the school schedule. It was getting a little bit, fringy.
Just a little esoteric.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was relevant, and then I realized it wasn't. You know, I got there on a relevant path, and then found myself in irrelevant land.
You know, and it's amazing just how vague that line is. It's not like you walk up to the edge and you're like, "Oh, I'm stepping over." You just suddenly realize it's happened.
We're there.
This show is going to end up being called the great train wreck of July 25th.
No, we're just hitting different stations as we roll down the tracks. But, you know, I can totally fix that and say, hey, what's up with Bob Mansfield and the Apple car?
Turns out, according to Wall Street Journal, Mr. Bob Mansfield is now in charge of the Apple car.
Now, this is the same Bob Mansfield that worked for Apple for a long time and then retired because he just wanted to retire and then came back to do special projects and has been kind of low-key, and we just don't see much or hear much about him.
Yeah, this is rock star Bob Mansfield, in all honesty. I mean, this guy's a super stud, and it was like, I want to say Apple stock took a hit when he announced that he was going to be retiring, or when Apple announced that he was going to be retiring or not being in charge of Mac hardware. And then Tim Cook supposedly talked him into staying on doing special projects. We don't really know a whole lot about what the special projects have been. They may have involved processors like the AX processor that Apple develops. His background is in chip design and chip manufacturing. So, you know, it's certainly a reasonable thing. But now the Wall Street Journal, without offering a lot of details, says that he's been put in charge of Project Titan, which is Apple's code name for its car project.
That's kind of interesting. And he's just, I'm assuming, recently been put in charge because there was someone else in charge before. And didn't they leave?
Yeah, Steve Sandusky. I got to remember, is that his correct name? It's Sandusky, Steve Zadesky. I knew I had it wrong.
Okay.
Zadesky. He's quit Apple supposedly for personal reasons. And while there was speculation that maybe he had been moved out, that was pure speculation. And there's never been any dirt to come out of this. There's never been any leaks about, you know, there's never been any real leaks about whether or not he was canned or actually stepped away for personal reasons. So we don't know, but he did, you know, I could probably take that with a grain of salt at least. And we don't know exactly when Mr. Mansfield was put in charge, but it is probably recently. You know, and I kind of want to say this is a controlled leak. In that it's going to the Wall Street Journal.
I would definitely say this.
Oh, there's not. But here's the deal, Dave. there's not a whole lot of detail. And when you've got a controlled leak from Apple, there's usually going to be a little bit of detail. But there's really only one detail here. Bob Mansfield is running the car now.
Maybe that's the only detail that they wanted to get out. And it's kind of a big detail.
It's possible.
I see what you're saying, Brian. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like usually Apple, when Apple does those stories, let me rephrase this, when the Wall Street Journal usually does those stories that we think are controlled leaks, there's usually a level of depth to that story. It's not like it's hugely in depth. There's a level of depth that's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
And it's absent here. But at the same time, this does sort this, listen, if I was Apple and Bob Mansfield was going to be running my car project, I'd want the world to know about it.
Yeah,
so maybe we're just projecting that, Dave. Maybe.
Sure. No, I didn't think about it that way until you said it. And then it was like, okay. But yeah, when I first saw the story, it was like, oh, this is a controlled leak. Because he's such a rock star and because so many people know him that way, that it's like, oh yeah, this is a good thing. Let's make sure that gets out there.
Now, interestingly, the first thing I checked was Apple's stock price.
Yeah.
And as of 45 minutes ago, and I'm stalling because I'm looking again, but as of 45 minutes ago, Apple's stock was down 60 cents. Now it's down $1.34. So Wall Street doesn't care about Bob Mansfield running the Apple car, but that's Wall Street's problem in this case.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can see where this could be a controlled leak because, sure, we're talking rock star for Apple. I do find it interesting, regardless, because he's been so instrumental in making so many things happen from a hardware standpoint for Apple. Seeing his involvement, a reported involvement in the car, I think is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited by this. For one thing, it really shows Apple's commitment. It sounds like I've had any doubt about Apple's commitment. I don't have any doubt about Apple's commitment to the car.
This reasserts for you Apple's commitment.
Yeah, and also if Bob Mansfield is going to take on this project, it probably means he thinks he can do it. And if Bob Mansfield thinks he can do something, he's going to do it.
Yeah. What it also says that Apple, I mean, we know they've been investing considerable resources, but, you know, yet more proof that this has moved from, yeah, let's experiment with this and maybe we'll kill it. Maybe we'll keep it. I mean, I think we've felt for a while that this project has been on the, we'll definitely keep it, you know, track. But this sends that message too.
It's true. It truly does. So I don't know. I'm excited by this. I am a complete fanboy of Bob Mansfield. If that wasn't already coming, you know, if I actually needed to say that, I'm a fanboy of this guy. He's awesome.
That's okay. You can be a fanboy. He is awesome. He's done a lot of really great stuff for Apple, and I've been intrigued by the Apple Car project, and now hearing that Bob Mansfield's involved, I am even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So my take, the vibe I'm picking up from you guys is that you think this is a good thing that that Bob Mansfield is part of the Apple Car project.
I'm sorry. What's the question?
No, I was making a statement.
He was asserting. He was summarizing.
I was summarizing. You know, for the couple listeners that may not be listening closely because they're like driving or something, letting them know that you guys think that Bob running the Apple Car project's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And hey, we have another topic to hit. Right before we do that, though, since we started off the show bragging about the other podcasts we do, Brian, I'm pointing out again, we do Apple Context Machine on Wednesdays.
Yeah, we do.
Dave, you do Mac Geek Gab on Saturdays or Sundays?
Sundays, typically. Yeah, it sometimes has to move around as things do, but yeah, Sunday is our day. Yeah.
And you have a couple other shows that you're doing now too, right?
I do Gig Gab with Paul Kent, a podcast for working musicians. And
Gig Gab as opposed to Geek Gab.
You see how that works?
That's very clever.
Yeah, and we have, it really is just musicians chatting about stuff that musicians care about. And what we've found is not only do musicians care about it, but a lot of people a lot of fans of music like to kind of peek behind the curtain. So we've been bringing on some guests, some folks that you may not know of and some folks that you might. And having great luck with that. Most recently, we brought on Robert Barry. Before him, we had Jan Hammer. We've got actually some other great people coming on that show. And then I also on Wednesdays do the Small Business Show with Shannon Jean. And it's kind of the same idea. Small business owners talking about the things that matter to small business owners, sometimes with a guest and sometimes just the two of us.
That's pretty cool.
BusinessShow.co. And Gig Gab is at GigGabPodcast.com.
All right. And then ACM, Brian, the show we do on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since I've been talking, tell people about the show.
Well, we go in depth. We do usually three topics, sometimes two, but usually three, two if we go long on one. But we go in depth on topics. Sometimes some of the topics that we talk about here on TDO and sometimes stuff that we haven't talked about on TDO, but it's basically a place that we use to really dig in pretty deep on the most interesting topics in the Apple world.
And it's a lot of fun to do the show with you.
Thank you very much, man. What are we Apple. At? We're at MacObserver.com/
AppleContextMachine.com is the best way to get there.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah.
Who would have thought, Brian?
That's wonderful news.
You know what, Brian? I'm going to put a link into the show notes so that you can find it.
Excellent. AppleContextMachine.com, huh?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I know. Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah, well, apparently Dave did.
Yeah.
Anyhow, cool. So listeners, check out the other shows we're doing because we have a lot of really great content that we're putting together just for you. And we'd love for you to get to experience all of this stuff that we're making happen. So the other thing that I would like to talk about today is this report that came out. And when I say report, a tweet that came out that says that Apple is going to release the iPhone 7 on September 16th. Yeah. And this report comes from Evan Blass, who writes for VentureBeat, and he has a track record of getting the release dates for Android devices. And now it looks like he has the iPhone 7 release date. And of course, we're assuming that he's got a legit date because of his track record with Android devices.
Sure.
And it fits pretty much with the window for last year's iPhone 6S launch.
Yeah, it does. Are we talking keynote announcement date, or are we talking about shipping date?
We're talking about shipping date. So keynote announcement would be before that. So like right at the very beginning of September, I'm guessing, or the first week, something like that. Because typically, don't we end up with about a 2-week window from announcement to shipping?
No, it's usually 3 days, right? No, wait.
For the iPhone?
The iPhone, it's
10 days.
Yeah. There's pre-orders and then ships. But yeah, I'm trying to think. Last year, the announcement was on a Tuesday, and I think pre-orders were that Friday. And then
it actually hit store shelves the following week on September 9th.
Yeah.
As I recall. Yeah, So that being the case, maybe the announcement will be September. The last week of September, so they could do an announcement say on the 30th, and then start pre-orders on Friday the 2nd, and then we have that following week, and then up to the 16th. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense whether or not this guy actually knows what he's talking about. It makes sense.
Right. That's a big caveat right there. And now, considering his track record with Android, that gives him some credence, but that's not Android, that's not Apple.
Yeah. You know, I mean, different rules guiding possible sources, completely different sources in the first place. I don't really know how much credence I give to that aspect of whatsoever.
Sure. And I totally get that. Everything else seems to fit nicely though. So I'm thinking that, that there's a high likelihood that he has the date right.
Yeah, just from simple math, it makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. It's whether or not he knows what he's talking about, it sounds like a really good date to me.
Me too.
And he may know. I suppose that's possible.
Sure. Yeah. It's in his best interest to not give out bad information, because he already has a reputation, and why risk tarnishing that by throwing out dates that that he hasn't been able to confirm?
Yeah. So,
dude, have you met people?
The way it worked last time was the announcement was on the 9th, which was the Wednesday after Labor Day. So pushed back a day from their traditional Tuesday. Pre-orders were that Saturday morning at midnight, the 12th, and then it was released essentially two weeks later on the 25th, which is Friday the 25th, unless you were in Philadelphia and then FedEx couldn't get them to you because the Pope was there.
Oh, that's right.
So just for some context, so everybody kind of has it. Yeah, so now he's saying September 16th, right? That's right. So now let's actually look at that math. So September 16th means that the announcement comes on, now Labor Day is the 5th. So if they were going to follow the exact same schedule, the event would be on the 7th. Pre-orders would be on the 10th.
Yep.
And now we're delivering a week earlier than last year. So that is an accelerated schedule, if he's right. Instead of it being 2 weeks, it would be 1 week from pre-order to delivery.
Unless they do the media event on August 30th.
Yeah.
I'd really be pushing it out.
That'd be weird.
That would be weird.
Yeah. I hope they let us know soon, because I'm supposed to be in California the weekend before that. It would be silly to fly home.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yep. Right there in the Bay Area. Playing some gigs, actually. Yep.
Just hang out here and party.
Yeah, that might be the plan. So yeah. So, it would mean a push-up of the schedule. Anything's possible. I mean, you know.
Sure.
There you go.
I mean, Apple sets their own schedule. They can do what they please.
They do. They've been very predictable, though, the last few years. So this would actually be a change from something that they have not codified.
To be fair, though, these events used to be held in October. So what we know of today as normal was, in fact, a change from normal.
Is that true? I mean, the iPhone events, there's been two traditionally in the fall, right? Where it was the iPhone would be announced at WWDC and then wouldn't ship for forever. And now it's this fall event, but they do two fall events, right? The iPhone one in September, and then again in October is typically the iPad, you know, and we might have a Mac update to announce, kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well.
But you're right. Yeah, I mean, normal only lasts for a few years with Apple, and then things change.
Yep.
Yeah, Apple's all about their new normals. They do that a lot.
That's a very concise, astute, pithy thing to say.
Why, thank you. All right, so my guess is that we're like 2 weeks out from media events going out, assuming the 16th is the date that...
No, longer than that, though, right? Media event invites usually go out a week ahead of time?
Yeah, a week, maybe 2 weeks ahead of time, yep.
So we've got like a month, probably so 3 or 4 weeks.
So we're in the last week of July, and one, two. Okay, so we're assuming that September 2nd is the date. Then we're about 3 weeks out from
September 6th.
No, I'd say 4
or 7th rather. If September 7th is the date, then yeah. Then we're five. I'm with Brian. We're 4 weeks out.
Okay, so September 7th. Then we're 4 weeks out. If it's August 30th or 31st, then we're 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so we have a month ish before those media events go out to prove that that Mr. Blass's report is right.
There you go.
All right. Well, I guess we'll know soon, and we're out of time, so we need to wrap up. Dave, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Always fun.
Always fun. Brian, thank you for being here.
Yeah, not always fun. Usually fun.
Wow.
Wow.
Sometimes it's just so interesting. It's like it supersedes fun. Sometimes it's intense.
Nice save.
No, I meant both. Well, right,
and I'm just giving you a hard time
what
now.
I meant.
Yes. And yeah, I know. And I'm giving you a hard time because I love you. And listeners, I love all of you too. And I'm glad that you're here every single day. It really rocks. So thanks for being here. And we will see everyone again tomorrow.